USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Census Bureau is asking states for driver's license records that typically include citizenship data and has made a new request for information on recipients of government assistance, alarming some civil rights advocates. The two approaches, documented by the Associated Press, come amid President Trump's effort to make citizenship a key aspect of federal information gathering in the run-up to the 2020 census, despite this year's U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a specific citizenship question could not be included on the 2020 census questionnaire. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 slipped 4.12 points to 2966. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 29 points to 26,787. The Russell Index lost 6.47 to 1505. Bond markets and the U.S. government were closed for the Columbus Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
With the strike by factory workers against General Motors now on its 29th day, there are signs that negotiators may be moving toward an agreement. After both sides exchanged barbs last week, bargainers met late into the night each night of the weekend and returned today, talking with few interruptions. All of those are signs that they're progressing on the key issues. The union summoned its General Motors Council, a group of factory-level officials, to a meeting in Detroit scheduled for Thursday. This group normally would only be brought together to approve an agreement, but both sides said talks will continue throughout the rest of the week and no deal had officially been reached at this time. Stocks capped a wobbly day of trading on Wall Street with modest losses, with a shaky start to the week for the market after its first weekly gain in more than a month. Losses in consumer goods makers, utilities, and technology stocks helped outweigh gains in banks and real estate companies. A 2% drop in crude oil also hurt energy stocks. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A threatened strike by Chicago teachers would test a strategy employed by a growing number of urban teachers convinced that transforming the contract talks into discussions about class sizes and student services will win public support and can be a difference maker at the bargaining table. Unions in left-leaning cities, including Los Angeles, have made a renewed push to use this strategy, strengthened by public support for teachers and their unions amid 2018 walkouts and protests in conservative states. Chicago's last teacher strike was in 2012. It's also been cited as an early inspiration by other unions around the country. Now Chicago teachers are returning to that strategy, aiming to get enforceable school district commitments on smaller class sizes and hiring more support staff. Without those and other commitments, they could begin a strike this Thursday, which would affect over 400,000 students. Joe Biden is facing persistent allegations of wrongdoing overseas that could undermine his argument that he's best positioned to defeat the president. Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack that raised questions about his ability to withstand the vigor of a presidential campaign. And Elizabeth Warren is now fending off new scrutiny of her own biography. A dozen Democratic presidential candidates will be meeting for the most crowded presidential debate in modern history. But it's three leading candidates, Biden, Sanders, and Warren, who face the most intense spotlight that could expose glaring liabilities in their quest for the White House. The debate marks the first time all three candidates will meet since the House moved forward with the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.